This is Points North. I'm Morgan Springer. There are more than a million drivers over the age of 65 in Michigan, and statistically, they're pretty safe on the road. But IPR's Max Johnston reports a county in northern Michigan has one of the highest rates of car accidents for senior citizens.
Ted Biderweeden is opening his car garage. He's 82 years old. Ted retired 3 years ago. Now he volunteers for IPR's classical music station. Most weekdays around noon, he hops into his Mercedes-Benz E300 for the trip to the station.
You're right, this looks like a spaceship.
A lifelong vehicular dream was to have this kind of a car. Well, I guess we don't want the radio on, do we?
Yeah, you turn it on.
Ted pulls out of his driveway and starts the drive from his home in Traverse City to Interlaken. After we leave his neighborhood, Ted pulls up to a stop sign and waits to make a left-hand turn, but there's some traffic.
I didn't. Okay, now we're going to have a problem here.
Ted probably could have made the turn between a few cars, but instead he waits for the traffic to clear. Ted says without interruptions like this, the drive to the station usually takes him 18 minutes.
This may take us 19 minutes.
Eventually, the car's clear, and Ted makes the turn. His commute takes him along a winding, hilly stretch of road through some woods. It's a scenic and relaxing drive. And Ted's a careful driver. He always has two hands firmly on the wheel. He goes the speed limit or slightly over and keeps his eyes on the road, even while he answers my questions.
I always remind myself, you're retired. You're not in a hurry. So take it easy and enjoy the ride.
Ted really likes driving. He says he always has. But he's starting to look at it differently. Ted's vision is getting worse from macular degeneration in his right eye, and he says his reflexes aren't what they used to be. Just a few months ago, his car slid off the street into a snowbank and hit a tree. The entire side of his car was pretty much wrecked. So lately, he's had some frank conversations with his children.
They're conscious of the fact that I'm 82 and still mobile on my own. But we have talked about the time approaching when I would have to give it up.
Ted has accepted that fact, but it does worry him.
I would have to totally rely on somebody else to take me just like the grocery store, to church. I wouldn't be able to come to Interlaken on my own.
And more people are holding on to their keys as they get older. According to the Federal Highway Administration, more than 41 million licensed drivers in the U.S. are 65 or older. That's nearly double the number from 20 years ago. Now, statistically, older drivers are safe drivers. Crash fatality and accident rates for senior citizens have been declining for years. But locally, in Grand Traverse County, more than 800 drivers over the age of 65 were in car accidents in 2017. That's nearly double the number of accidents in two Michigan counties with almost the same population and demographics as Grand Traverse. Steve Gersten is an attorney from Metro Detroit who has represented senior citizens on the road for over 20 years. He says rural communities up north can have unique challenges for older drivers. Things like more dirt roads and fewer traffic signals, or stuff that makes visibility worse, like more trees and fewer streetlights.
Additional challenges of driving, you know, in Michigan in the summer in a very popular tourist destination is probably adding to confusion for a lot of these elderly drivers.
Gersten also says driving is an emotional issue for senior citizens. And because Michigan doesn't offer much in the way of transportation alternatives, they may hold on to their keys longer than they should.
For so many people, the car isn't just a car. It's their freedom. It represents independence. It represents mobility. And to take the keys away is a tremendous crushing issue for a lot of people.
If you can't see clearly, even though there's a dotted line, you're not really to pass because you can't safely see what's going to happen and what's coming at you.
Chris Earle with AARP runs a driving refresher course for senior citizens. Today's class is in Scottville, near Ludington. Right now, he's going over a self-assessment that he gave the students yesterday.
Does anybody have a thought of what they found or want to report on what they did? Or
we passed.
You pass, so everything looked good.
Chris will lead dozens of these classes across northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula. Attendees get a certificate that can get them a discount on car insurance. Chris says an important element of the refresher course is encouraging senior citizens to acknowledge when to stop driving, rather than being forced to by others.
Think ahead. Don't let life happen to you. You should take action
on things before it happens.
For now, Ted Biderweeden has struck a deal with his kids. As long as his vision holds up and he feels he can still handle himself on the road, he'll keep driving. After his work day ends around 5, Ted makes the drive back home.
And we're home.
End of trip.
There you go. All right, Ted, you're a better driver than I am.
There's something to be said about being old.
For Points North, I'm Max Johnston.